You're listening to Sally and Erica on Triple J.
I find like being creative and living somewhere else, it's really conducive to creativity because, you know, your surroundings are different, the people are different, the culture's different. And yeah, I was living in freezing Edinburgh and, you know, walking around all the sandstone streets looking like Hogwarts everywhere and whatnot. And yeah, it was really finding, a love and for like electronic music and beats and sequences and all that stuff, you know, from being such a kind of garage pop guitar driven band for so many years. I guess it's your natural progression to move forward like that. And yeah, kind of just use the time to you know, delve into those aspects of music. And I guess we've tried to showcase a bit of that on this last record.
Yeah, speaking of electronic stuff, I've definitely noticed that this album has a bit more of an electronic sound for DMAs. And you've said that while you're in Scotland, you were listening to bands like Underworld and Chemical Brothers in those early stages of putting the album together. Like, how did that impact your songwriting on this record?
Well, I guess like, you know, sometimes when you're playing guitar, you kind of, it's like muscle memory almost. And so you're always going to the same chords and stuff. There's kind of something about changing instruments that a lot of musicians will talk about, that you start playing different stuff. Or in a production sense, if you start building a song and the energy, I guess, of a song before you start writing the melody, you know what I mean? So it's not like you've just got an acoustic guitar strumming and then you start singing the melody. It's like you've got this big pulsating beat and sweeping, you know, sequences and synths and stuff, and then you start writing. And there's an energy to that, which I think comes out in the melody. So I guess we were experimenting with that a lot.
Breakfast with Sally and Erica on Triple J.